Amen. Thank you, Brother Holt. Haven't you enjoyed this service here today? Amen. That wonderful song we just heard reminded me, and they already testifying about it, how the Lord can reach way down and lift you up. But as they were singing, I was remembering as in camp meeting Brother William Strickler's in Verona, Virginia, several years ago, when Brother Strickler asked Brother Raymond Freeman to come up and testify. And Brother Raymond Freeman, he got up there, and this was his testimony. He said he reached way down, and he lifted me way up. Amen. And he just got to shouting and dancing all around the front of that church. He reached way down, and he lifted me way up. How many's glad that he can lift us, amen, into heavenly places? Amen. And so I'm just so thankful for the Spirit of the Lord that's been here in every service. My, how these preachers have preached to us. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord moving so greatly, so thankful for that. And just thankful for the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Brother Webb, and all the board, and all that you did for us. Wonderful place to stay. And it's all been so good. And looking forward to the Lord helping these young people here in this service. And I graduated from Free Gospel Bible Institute way back in the late 1900s. Started out, you know, working for the Lord and doing different things. And all these 18 years, 16 years, get that straight there. The majority of our ministry has been towards young people and youth camps and kids crusades and bus ministry and different areas like that. And so we're just so very thankful to be a part of this meeting here. And Brother the Brim and the board and everybody that's been here, my, have they done a good job this week? And let's give these guys a big hand. Certainly appreciate Brother Webb and Brother Ralston and all these wonderful men. And I thought one thing the other day, how they were yesterday, how they were preaching on very, very relevant topics. You know, these very relevant topics that are things that are happening right here today. But the thing that caught my attention was that each one of them read from the King James Version of the Bible that was penned and written thousands of years ago, but it's still effective and relevant for today. Amen. And what God spoke all those thousands of years ago is still speaking to us today. And if time should tarry and the Lord should tarry till 3013, the word of God will still be relevant in 3014. If the Lord decides that tarry is coming and this world survives to 4014, the word of God will still be relevant for us today. How many is glad that the word of God is forever settled in the heavens? Praise God. Amen. I'm so very thankful for that. Amen. We'll get into preaching here. Amen. Got your Bibles turned to the book of Exodus, chapter 10. And also the book of Psalm 105. And all these 14 years been evangelizing, crossing this country, and the holiness people has just been so good to us. And all these folks that are here. And I would, you know, take time to mention names and thank you all for being here, but that probably take a long time, and I probably miss 1,000 or 2,000 of you here today. So we're just so glad that you came. Amen. Exodus chapter 10, verse number 7. God's delivering his children out of the bondage of Egypt. We want to pick them verse number 7. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Next few verses tell about the plague of locusts that come and the darkness that comes over the land of Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh calls him again in verse number 24. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. Amen. Psalm 105, verse number 37. Large portion here of Psalm 105 deals with the children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt, but we want to look at verse number 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Amen. If we could, how about let's lift our hand to heaven, ask the Lord to help this preacher here today. Lord God, we love you so very much. So very thankful for this opportunity to be here to preach your word. So very thankful, God, that your word's already anointed. It accomplished that which you sent it for to do. It'll never return void. But God, we're praying right now in the holy name of Jesus for that divine anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage. Pray, Lord, that you'd grant a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost around this altar here today. God, that each and every one of us would receive the holy power of God to withstand in this evil day in which we're living. That's all this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. If the Lord will stand by me for a little while here today, I want to preach on no child left behind. Amen. No child left behind. I know some of you may not remember this since we have many children here. But back in January the 8th, 2002, President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act into law with a purpose of bringing children out of the darkness of a poor education and into the light of a greater knowledge. And when we look around at this vast group of young people that are here, there is no reason in the world why our young people should be held in the bondage of sin when there is victory and deliverance that is here. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And this is just John Burdine's commentary. If you don't like it, amen. That's your opinion. Amen. But this is just kind of how I kind of picture the children of Israel coming up out of the land of Egypt. Now, you know, the Lord was moving on them. God had a promised land prepared for them. They could either choose to stay in the bondage of Egypt and be a slave for the rest of their life, or they could get in with what God was wanting to do for them and leave the bondage of Egypt and head on down to Canaan land. But as we read here in Psalm 105, that there was not one feeble person among their tribe. And when I think when the children of Israel, when they were leaving the land of Egypt, coming to the Red Sea, I think as they went through the sands there, coming out of Egypt, that the only tracks, the only prints that they left in the sand were footprints, hoof prints, wagon wheel tracks. Amen. As they were going down through the, coming out of Egypt, heading towards the Red Sea, there was no walker tracks going down to the Red Sea. Nobody had to help grandma and grandpa down the banks of the Red Sea to cross over to the other side, because there was a mighty God of heaven that came down and he strengthened all of these millions of people for the great journey that was in front of them, that they can make it all of the way. Amen. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. And as I was praying for this meeting, Brother Webb, I got to thinking, my, if a mighty God of heaven can come down and strengthen all of those millions of people for the journey that was ahead of them, I believe the same God of heaven can come down
God and strengthen the thousands of these young men and women that will be here, hallelujah, for the journey that is ahead of them. I said God can give them the supernatural strength, the supernatural journey, amen, that you can make it all the way. Amen, it's not going to come easy. Amen, you're going to have to cross, amen, many hot, barren deserts. Amen, but you can get a touch from the Lord. Amen, you can get a new power. Amen, a fresh anointing from the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen, that we don't have to leave you behind. I said that we don't have to leave you behind. But God can give you the strength to go on. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm praying around this altar here today that when they close the doors of this building, they turn the lights out, that we can say, that God can look down upon us and say, we can all testify that there was not one feeble person among us. Hallelujah. Now, I know we look out here at this congregation, and you know what? The vast majority of you young people are the perfect picture of health. Very few wheelchairs here. Very few of you came in on a cane or a walker. But you ought to, if we could reverse things a little bit, and this outward man that we all see, if he was concealed to the inside, and that inner man that we can't see right now is revealed to the outside, I imagine this place would be filled with canes and wheelchairs and walkers. Why? Because that inner man on the inside is so weak. He's so feeble. He's just been barely making it. Just been barely surviving. Amen, young people, you can't leave this meeting here this weekend, amen, on your spiritual man on a cane and just barely making it and barely surviving. You're going to be facing tests. You're going to be facing trials. You're going to be facing the very powers of hell. When we leave this place, amen, you've got to get a touch from heaven. You've got to get the power of God. Amen, that we can say with the help of the Lord, that there was not one feeble one among us. I said there's not one feeble one among us. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I was praying, help me, Holy Ghost, would you help me? Amen. I know some of you young people that are here, and my, amen, you're trying your best to live for the Lord, but I know there's some young people here, and your family is feeble. You might be the only one in your whole family that serves God. And that opportunity to sin is always right in front of you. Help me, Lord. You live in a home where there ain't nothing wrong with television. There ain't nothing wrong with smoking. There ain't nothing wrong with what's wrong with going to the parties and the ball games. All young people go to the football games and the parties and the movie. What's wrong with that? And I know some of you young people here, amen, that you know you should live right. You know you should do things that are right, but all the time you're struggling with that because that opportunity to sin is right there. And you came into this meeting and you came to your spiritual man on the inside. I said the spiritual man on the inside has gotten so weak and so frail and so feeble because of that opportunity to sin is always laying right there in front of you. Everybody, how many can believe with me here tonight? Amen, that the Spirit of the Lord will come by and strengthen these young men and strengthen these young ladies that got to go back to a sinner home, that got to go back to a sinner mom and dad, but they got something at the Pentecostal fire. He's covered. Amen. That gave them the strength to stand up, that gave them the strength to run on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's lift our hands. I say, come on, let's lift our hands. And let's pray that the mighty God of heaven will strengthen each and every one of these here today. Hallelujah. Amen. Several years ago, we did Kids Crusade somewhere to the church in inner city, and they had a pretty big bus ministry. And they took their buses down to the hood and the ghettos and the projects, brought in all these kids. And Brother Leka, through the Kids Crusade that week, I remember seeing one young lady there, looked like a holiness young lady, and she stayed around an older couple in the church there, so I just assumed it was their granddaughter. You know, I didn't know who she was. I just assumed it was her granddaughter. Well, about halfway through the week, pastor told me, no, that's not their granddaughter. She comes in on the bus. She lives in the projects. Her mom and daddy don't care nothing about God. They don't care nothing about the Bible. They don't care nothing about holiness. But this young lady
Amen. She got an experience with God at youth camp one night. And even though there's sin all around about her, she had made up her mind to live holiness. Amen. She walked down through the hallways of that public school in her dress. Amen. She didn't paint her face. Amen. And wear her jewelry. Can you say amen? Amen. She looked how, amen, a young lady ought to look. Amen. You think somebody in that kind of situation ought to be weak and feeble and just barely make it. I want to tell you, young man and young lady, when the Spirit of the Lord comes out inside of you, you can have the courage and you can have the strength to say, if they don't go, I'm going anyway. I may have to pray all by myself. I may have to stand by myself, but it'll be worth it. I said it'll be worth it to make it to glory. Hallelujah. You can make it. And so as you look around, like I said, now I know the outside man or girl that you are, it might look the perfect picture of health. But some of you come struggling in here. Amen. Weak on the inside. But I'm praying like maybe these children of Israel, here they are coming out of the land of Egypt, leaving all the slavery and the bondage behind them. Behind them, what do they see out in front of them? They see a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night that leads them and lets them know, you don't have to stay in Egypt. You don't have to stay in the bondage, but I've got a better plan. What you need to do, young man, you need to follow the fire. What you need to do, young lady, you need to stay close to the cloud. I said, yes. Stay close to the cloud. We don't have to leave you behind. You don't have to be another sad story and another sad statistic. But praise God, you can get the power. You can get the strength. Amen. To have the power of God to make it all the way through the journey. Amen. Some of you, family's feeble. But I don't know, there's some other young people here. Help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. And that inner man is weak, frail, and handicapped because your faith is feeble. I know this is a very sensitive subject, and I want to be as sensitive as I can. But I know some of you young people have been raised up in a time where your favorite youth camp preacher fell into sin. The preacher you got the Holy Ghost under. Or maybe you got saved while he preached. Now he's compromised and went charismatic. And I know there's some of you young people that's come to this building, amen, this meeting this week, and you look back all these failures and those that have fallen into sin, and they were supposed to be a great man, and they were supposed to be this, and now you don't have any confidence in any preacher. You don't have any confidence in your pastor. You don't have any confidence in the youth camp preacher that's trying to preach to you. Deep down on the inside, heaven, you're so weak and you're so frail, heaven, because what you've seen and what you've heard and what you've went through and what you've experienced, heaven, but I'm praying have that same Spirit of God that moved for the children of Israel all them years ago and gave them the strength, hallelujah, to press on. I believe it can happen tonight. I said, I believe it can happen right here. Let me say amen tonight. Heaven, you don't have to be left behind. You don't have to stay in the bondage. You don't have to stay in the bitterness. But praise God, the Spirit of the Lord can give you the strength to make it. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. And I know, just as the big tree in the forest, when it falls, most of the time it just doesn't fall by itself. It brings the other little trees down with it. And we've seen big name preachers, and they've came down. And they didn't come down by themselves. They hurt you in the process. Am I know what I'm talking about? Hurt your confidence and your faith in the ministry, and this maybe this probably cause some other young people to fall out completely. But what we got to do, no matter who wants to turn back, no matter who wants to go a different way, I've got my eyes on the fire. I've got my eyes on the cloud. And why? I don't understand why these people's leaving and why these people's turning back. But God's not going back to Egypt. I said, God's not going back to Egypt. He's leading us forward. That's what you need to do. Amen. I can't help what happened last year. I can't help what happened in your church. Amen. Quit looking back there. But get your eyes on the fire. I said, you need to follow the fire. You need to stay close to the cloud if you're going to make it all the way. Amen. Your family's feeble. Amen. The one last thing I want to mention, well, here, part of this, some people struggling this week because their faith is feeble. Some people struggling Now you're going to laugh when I say this, looking at the size of the preacher you got here, but your feeding is feeble. Feeding that inner man, that spiritual man. You've not prayed. You've not had no time to pray. You've been playing all those video games, you know. Keeping up with all the latest. You ain't had time to read your Bible. You've been checking up on all that. And that inner man, you've not really seen it. You've not really. But the whole time he's got weaker and weaker. And the youth pastor, where's the youth pastor? Says, all right, let's come on, young people. It's time to go to youth rally. Oh, I don't want to go to youth. Do I have to go to youth rally? I want to stay home and watch the ball game. Please let me stay home. But no, thank God for your youth leader. It says, let's go to church. And your youth leader's got to push you over here. Because that inner man is so weak. Amen. Oh, it's time to go to youth camp. Do I have to go to youth camp? I have to give him my cell phone for a whole week. Are you crazy? There's nothing on the inside. Well, it's time to go to Pentecostal Fire Conference. And so we push you here. And we push you there. Amen. That you don't have nothing on the inside, that inner strength on the inside. But I'm praying around here, you can leave the wheelchair behind. I said, I'm praying, you can leave the wheelchair behind, and you get the strength and you get the power of God. I'm gonna walk on, I'm gonna sing on, I'm gonna pray on, not because of who I am, but the strength of God and the power of God that is within. Come on, let's lift our hands, hallelujah, let's lift our voice, and let's praise God. These young people can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can make it. I said you can make it. With the power of God, you got to follow the fire. You got to stay close to the cloud. If you're going to make it through the wilderness, if you're going to make it through the valley, praise God, God can give you the strength. We can say there was not one feeble one among us. Hallelujah. Young man, you don't have to be left behind. Young lady, you don't have to be left behind. You can come with us. I want to tell you this here. I'm getting close to done. Jesus looked at his disciples. And here's some people that have heard the very Son of God 3.5 years. Wow. They'd seen miracle after miracle 3.5 years. Wow. But Jesus looks at these men, knowing what they're going to face and what they're going to go through. And he knows they can't meet the pressures that they're going to face on their own strength and their own power. And so he gives them this command. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. Hallelujah. I said be endued with power from on high. How many want to tarry until you receive the power? Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you have tarried until your arms got tired. Some of you have tarried until you ran out of words to say. Some of you have tarried until that girl got done praying over there. Amen. Amen. But I pray, oh God, that some young man and some young lady would realize, I'm coming out of Egypt. I'm tired of this bondage. God says I can go forward, and I'm going to tarry. I'm going to wait until I get the power. How many's going to tarry until you get the power? How many's going to tarry until you speak in tongues? How many's going to tarry until you feel the fire fall? How many's going to tarry until you feel heaven come down in your soul? That's what you got to have, young man. That's what you got to have, young lady. If you're going to survive even the storms of life, if you're going to make it through the valleys, you got to be endued with power from on high. Amen. That word endue literally means clothed. Tarry until you are clothed with power. Now let me ask you, this might fit a little better in Brother Brim and Sister Brim's class there. Now if God came down and clothed you every morning, how do you think God would clothe you? He would cover you all the way up. Clothed. You shall be clothed. Now, if the devil was in charge of clothing you in the morning, we remember one guy that Jesus met that lived in the tombs, and the devil was in charge of his wardrobe.
And the only thing he was wearing was some pieces of chains dangling off of him. Amen. Because that devil doesn't want you to have nothing. Amen. But the Lord wants you to be endued. The Lord wants you to be fully clothed. The Lord wants you to be fully empowered of the power of the Holy Ghost. How many need it all of you? I said, how many need it all of you? Heaven, you can leave the cane behind. You can leave the walker behind. You can leave the wheelchair behind. Heaven, I leave this place. Heaven, knowing you've been touched by the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll say this. We'll come and pray. Amen. Help us, Lord. This story, it's not nothing new. You probably heard it before. But a man heard news that there's oil, possibly oil, on his land. And so he gets out there digging, drilling, drilling, digging, digging, drilling. Nothing, 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 nothing. What's the use of going? But he kept on. Wife thought he was crazy, but he kept on digging. And he kept on drilling. Till one day he was out there. He got it. That black gold coming up out of the ground. Wow. Man, he's so excited. He wants to tell his wife, so the only thing he can find is his hat. He gets up all that oil he could get in that hat, and he runs back to the house to show his wife, and he's all happy and all carried away and not paying real good attention. He comes to the back door, and he's got to open the door, but his hands are full, you know. And so without thinking, he puts the hat on his head. He walks in the back door, and his wife says, "You don't have to say a word. I can see it all over you." Amen. Woo! Woo! I pray that Monday morning when you walk back into school, young man, your friends can say, "You don't have to say a word. I can see it all over you." Hey, man, you go back to that mom and dad. They don't care nothing about God. You walk in the door and they can say, "You don't have to say a word. I can see it all over you." I said, "I can see it all over you." How many want to get it like that? Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's ask God to move in this altar right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They say, come get us a song here tonight. Today, this afternoon, whatever time it is. Amen. You come in weak. You came in feeble. Just barely making it. Did your youth leader have to push you to be here? Thank God for youth leaders and pastors. But they're getting tired of pushing you. Amen. Is that right? Youth leaders and pastors, they're getting tired of pushing you to pray. Pushing. Let's go. Let's go. I pray that in this altar here tonight that you get something. Amen. You get the power of God, that you would get endued, fully clothed with the power of God. Amen. That we can shout it like the Lord told Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Your fire conference 2015. We don't have to have a backslider. Amen. If we'll all get a hold of the power. I said if we all get a hold of the power of God. Amen. You're here today. You're needing the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Won't you make your way on up to the front? Amen. Young man, young lady, heaven, you need to get it. Boy, I'd like to see some young people go through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother David, we wouldn't have to question. We wouldn't have to wonder if they got it. Heaven, but there's no doubt because we can see it all over them. Heaven, who's going to be next? Come on, young women. Come on, young men. Let's gather with these young people. Heaven, let's pray till they get it all over them. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance.